The operation to recover the 67 victims of the Washington air crash has been continuing. 28-year-old American Airlines pilot Sam Lilly was among those 67. His father, Tim, has been paying tribute to him.
This is difficult for all of us. Sam was really on the up and up. His career was going great. He's engaged to a great girl. And, you know, he was just at the prime of his life. He became a pilot after he decided he didn't want to work in marketing. I was so proud of him because I'm a pilot. And, you know, this is just difficult.
Difficult for all those bereaved. And President Trump has been speaking to the media about that fatal air crash. The investigation as to why it happened is just getting underway. However, the president expressed his own strong opinions about the cause, diversity policies, he said, and Democrats were at fault.
We do not know what led to this crash, but we have some very strong opinions and ideas, and I think we'll probably state those opinions now. The FAA is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Can you imagine? The people in the helicopter should have seen where they were going. I can't imagine people with 20/20 vision not seeing, you know, what's happening up there.
While the president blamed diversity and the Democrats, there are also questions about the chronic shortage of air traffic controllers and the effective sacking of the Federal Aviation Authority head by Elon Musk, as I've been hearing from journalist Eric Hamm in Washington.
I think what we saw today was a president who simply does not want to take ownership of the crisis that we know certainly will come the way not only of this administration, but typically what happens in any administration. And people don't necessarily care about how something happened, but they do want to know that those who are in charge are certainly taking responsibility and ownership and making sure that something like this doesn't happen again. And I think for many of the people, especially those who have lost loved ones in this tragedy, I think they walked away from this moment feeling a lot worse than what they did going in.
And why was Elon Musk so determined that the former head of the FAA should quit when President Trump took over?
You know, I think what we're seeing here is this is an administration that wants to do dramatic cuts across the board. And so I think what we're seeing here is people who don't have a fundamental understanding of how the government works, so they may not really see the importance of many of these agencies, and more importantly, the people who are at the helm of these agencies. And so we see these cuts taking place indiscriminately, but now we begin to see just how important people are in these particular positions and roles.
And to that, and there have been problems, haven't there, with a shortage of air traffic controllers in US aviation for quite a while, but being reported now that the airport control tower was understaffed, that two people were doing the job of four.
Yeah, and actually, this is something that I think has been underreported for quite some time. In fact, we know that there have been a number of instances where you have seen jets either taking off or making their approach on the runway, and we have seen narrow misses. And I think this has been something that has been concerning, and there's been growing concern that something like this could and would happen. And of course, now we see it happen. And I think now becomes the moment and the time where these staffing issues, but also looking at the antiquated system that we're using to direct so many of these planes and helicopters, now needs, I think, greater scrutiny, and now there needs to be more done. And again, I think this is why when you hear Donald Trump talking about DEI, when that's so far from the realm of possibility to try to explain what took place and what happened, I think it's why it's just a missed opportunity for the president, because this is a very real problem, and what he said today doesn't even get to the heart of it.
And while the investigation has only begun, at this stage, pilot error, the error of the pilot of that Black Hawk helicopter. That seems to have been a big factor. But also relevant to the investigation, what contributed to that? For instance, is Reagan Airport just not able to cope with the level of air traffic it's dealing with?
You know, I think that's a really, really interesting question. And I think a major cause of concern, because we have heard over the course since this tragedy happened, that there has been growing concern about the volume that we see at Reagan Airport. And not only the volume, but just how tightly restricted the airspace around the airport is because of its close proximity to the White House and things like that. And so I think, again, this is just something that has been left to simmer for so long now. And now we see what happens when you have problems like this that are probably low-burning problems. And now when you see a tragedy like this with more than 60 people dead and people are looking for answers how something like this happened, but more importantly, how can we avoid something like this in the future? And clearly, I think there's going to be ample time to really get under and try to solve this problem.
But for the families of the victims, there'll never be enough time now. Their loss is so enormous.
That's so true. And I think also the fact that it's now becoming increasingly more politicized is only exacerbating the hurt and the loss that many of these people are feeling today.
The recovery operation is continuing?
Yes, it is. And I think once that recovery has been completed, in fact, we now know that the black boxes of both the airplane and the helicopter have been retrieved. And so I suspect we will actually learn more about exactly how this happened and more detail about how, not only how it happened, but also what can be done to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again.
Critical questions. And that was Eric Hamm in Washington.